A public health emergency has been declared in Springfield, Massachusetts because of the opioid crisis. The local health board has authorized the creation of a needle exchange program, something that was first proposed in the city 20 years ago but rejected. The 8-0 vote by the Springfield Public Health Council instructs the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Calton Harris, to establish the program where drug users can turn in used hypodermic needles in exchange for new ones.
I am just happy that going forward, we're going to have the opportunity to do what I believe will save lives in the city of Springfield and the western region.
The program, now known officially by the State Department of Public Health as Syringe Services, has been around since the 1990s in Massachusetts. It's intended to reduce the spread of HIV, hepatitis, and other diseases, and can also offer referrals to addiction treatment programs, as well as dispense the opioid overdose antidote naloxone. Programs exist in Holyoke, Northampton, Greenfield, and other communities across the state. Springfield first considered one in 1998 and again in 2003, but both times the city council turned it down. A recent change in state law handed authority to authorize needle exchange programs to local health boards, which are appointed, not elected. Calton Harris, a longtime advocate for needle exchange in Springfield, said the next step is to work with the state health department and solicit bids from organizations interested in running the program.
In the city of Springfield, we have had conversations, and there are neighborhoods who really do not want to see storefronts in their neighborhoods. And so what the vehicle is for distribution will certainly be something we'll continue to discuss.
Mayor Dominic Sarno, who as a city councilor voted against a needle exchange program in 2003, said the current opioid crisis has changed his point of view.
So I will keep an open mind, and my thought process has evolved on this.
He said he would support a syringe services program with certain conditions.
I want a structured wraparound services based on health care, hospital, treatment aspects with beds for Springfield individuals and Springfield families.
At a public hearing in January, no one spoke in opposition to a needle exchange program in Springfield. It was strongly endorsed by more than a dozen speakers, including Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health.
We're the largest provider of healthcare services for the underserved in the city, and our providers every day see the impact of injection drug use on the health and well-being of our citizens. It impacts not only the suffering and death from HIV and Hep C, but also the epidemic of opioid overdose deaths, all of which have afflicted the poor and people of color in our city in a disproportionate way.
Springfield has the third highest rate of HIV infection in the state, according to the latest available statistics. Dr. Peter Friedman, president-elect of the Massachusetts Society of Addiction Medicine, said needle exchange programs lead to an increase in referrals to treatment.
This really is an issue of the sacredness of human life, that we have citizens in our community who are dying while there are things that we should be doing.
Fears that needle exchange programs result in more drug use and higher crime rates have proved to be unfounded, according to advocates. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.